We watched Bo Nix play college football for years, but what exactly are the Denver Broncos getting with their rookie and hopefully potential franchise quarterback? And Phil, you can make an argument that we have a coach on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline that knows Bo Nix better than anyone else.
It is, sir,
Kenny Dillingham, former offensive coordinator for Bo Nix at Auburn, former offensive coordinator for Bo Nix at Oregon. He is the current Arizona State head coach. Coach, thank you so much for some time for us in the Mile High City. Tell us from your vantage point, your first-person vantage point, who is Bo Nix?
First, Bo Nix is an incredible. First, thanks for having me. Second, Bo Nix is an incredible person. One, he is an elite competitor. He doesn't like to lose in anything. If you play him in bags and you beat him, he's going to want to play you till he beats you. That's just his personality. And then you're getting a guy who has unbelievable work ethic and poise for the game, comfort back there. Understands protections, understands hots, understands how to get into good plays, knows where the ball's supposed to go on time, which is why a big reason why he never took sacks his last 2 years at Oregon. And a guy who just everybody in the community is going to rally behind. And then on top of all that, he can make all the throws, he can extend plays. I mean, I personally think you're getting a total package, not just on the field, but a guy in the community that you're going to want your kids to grow up and be like.
I'm getting excited already, Coach. Here's a question for you, man. So much has been said about Bo Nix being a processor. What does that mean to you?
Smart, and he can see the game and then react. So it just means he can go to the film room, study it, get out on the field, see the look, process the look, and then create the answer, whether that answer is throwing hot, changing the play, whatever that is. He can take it from the film room to the field, process it, and then fix a problem or make the right decision depending on what the answer is in the playbook. And he does that at a high, high level.
We're talking with Kenny Dillingham, former offensive coordinator for Bo Nix at Auburn, former offensive coordinator for Bo Nix at Oregon, and he is the current Arizona State head coach. Considering his experience, Coach, and I know the general manager for the Broncos called him game ready, do you expect Bo Nix to be the Broncos starter at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I don't know the depth chart of the Broncos. I'm not an NFL GM, but I'll say this. I bet my career that Bo Nix was going to have a successful NFL career. Mm. This guy's remarkable in every aspect. And I'll be absolutely surprised / shocked if his career isn't what everybody expects with drafting a guy in the early first round.
That's exciting. Coach, everybody has a moment, okay, as a coach watching a player grow up. That's your baby, and then he ends up becoming a man. Is there any moment to you that stands out that you're willing to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said this the other day, but it was just when it clicked that he didn't have to be, like, the moment was one, he made a joke in our meeting room. And Bo is the most show up 20 minutes early, have the notepad out, ask great questions, locked in, wanting to learn. And I try to, like, through time, he learned that he can love it. He can have fun with this too. You know, you can enjoy it. And the first time he cracked a joke in my meeting room and really loosened up, I said, okay, if this dude finds this balance of life and his passion for this thing, and he truly falls in love with it and enjoys this stuff, this could be special. And the first time he cracked a joke in my meeting room, I was like, okay, it's on. I think we've cracked the Bo Nix code, and I think he's going to be a star.
Coach, I absolutely love it. We're so excited about the future of the position. The Broncos have looked high and low. They've turned over a million stones since Peyton Manning retired, and we are hoping this is the perfect fit with Sean Payton's offense. And I guess that's what will be our final question before we let you go. When you think of Sean Payton's rhythm-based, tempo-based, timing-based offense, Sean seems to think it's a great fit, or they wouldn't have drafted him. But when you think of Sean's system specifically, I know you're not an NFL guy, but it seems like a fit to you, Coach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, Coach Payton's one of the most respected offensive minds in all of football, regardless of level. And, you know, it's somebody that I've studied and I've actually stole things from. You know, one of our top plays when I coached Bo at Oregon was, you know, people call it Hoss Juke, which is empty pitches on the outside, one high, two high, seam read beaters with an option route by the number three. And that was probably Bo's favorite play. And that was a staple of the Saints offense with Drew Brees. And it's that style of play that Coach Payton empowers his quarterback with in terms of getting the ball out. And they're more of a ball-in-hand offense, which is get the playmakers the ball, get it in their hand, and make people tackle them. And, you know, that's kind of what we not nearly to the extent of Coach Payton. But that was the philosophy that we had as well. I know Coach Stein had his last year at Oregon. So I really think it's an absolutely perfect fit, not just from the person, but from the style of player you're getting, going into a scheme that puts a lot on the quarterback mentally to process, to get the ball out fast, to change protections, to throw hots. I think all that stuff is exactly right up Bo's alley.
That is so encouraging for everyone to hear in Denver. Coach Kenny Dillingham, fantastic job as a coach with Bo Nix. And we look forward to catching the dividends of what you guys built together and what they'll continue to build here in Denver.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Kenny Dillingham.